Welcome to Stoic Habits. Make Stoicism a habit every day.
This podcast is brought to you by the Live Stoic Mindset Coaching Programs. Are you looking for clarity and purpose in your lifestyle and career? Then check out livestoic.com/coaching. The mind is the most powerful tool in practicing Stoicism, but you need to take care of the mind. Find out how to maintain your brain on your Stoic path with the Live Stoic newsletter. Go to livestoic.com/newsletter for more information. Meditations, Book 9, Verse 32. You can strip away any unnecessary troubles which lie wholly in your own judgment, and you will immediately make large and wide room for yourself by grasping the whole universe in your thought, contemplating the eternity of time, and reflecting on the rapid change of each thing and every part. How brief the gap from birth to disillusion, how vast the gulf of time before your birth, and the equal infinity of your disillusion. It's not uncommon for us to lie to ourselves. You've done it, I've done it, everyone's done it. But is it healthy? That's the question we're going to answer. Whether you're knowingly lying to yourself or not, the truth is it's an unhealthy practice. The human mind is a master of self-deception. You can easily convince yourself to believe something is true, even though deep down you know it's not. Here's the ways self-deception is hurting you. It's causing you unnecessary pain. It's tough not being true to yourself. Instead of doing something you really want to do, you're stuck doing something you hate. Why? Because you're afraid of the consequences. You're probably doing it out of respect for someone else, but you forget that you're also disrespecting yourself in the process. You probably think that people are going to treat you differently if you don't follow the norm. That may be true in the short term, but you really don't need to put so much weight on what other people think of you. You're sacrificing true happiness. When you lie to yourself, you're basically hurting yourself and sacrificing your fulfillment. This is especially true in romantic relationships, for example. You convince yourself you're happy with someone when the truth is that nothing can be further from the truth. In the case of abusive relationships, the abused partner will often cover up excuses of the other partner. Don't be afraid to go out on your own and do what you need to do in order for your own happiness. You're not letting yourself get what you deserve. Putting someone else's welfare ahead of you is a very noble gesture. However, if you're letting yourself get trampled in the process, that's not a good thing. Tell yourself if you're happy with your life right now, and if you can achieve what you want with your goals. If you constantly let yourself down and settle for whatever comes up your way without fighting for what you want, then you're ultimately sacrificing the things that can bring you fulfillment in your life. Remember, there's only so much time. Thank you for listening to Stoic Habits. For more on self-improvement with Stoicism, check out our website, livestoic.com.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.